Hey, Fight Red Warriors, happy Friday and long weekend. Today became a rest day because I just felt that my body wasn't healed up to the liking for my leg day number two. And this was a matter of, it's not for me to tough it up and do my training because I want the fix, I want the high, I want the rush you get from training. I have come to the time in my life where it's not about my mind gets the, you know, to have the training. I have to take care of my body like a responsible person, knowing if I push the limit past I can, I'm not gonna have it my way. I learned my lesson. I have no interest to kind of keep on gambling, to keep on showing up because my ego wants to train. So that's kind of, you know, that there's a level to being strong-minded and stubborn. Then there is a give up on being so disciplined that now you're sabotaging, you're destroying. It's like when your love becomes a pain, or your drug, like your love becomes an addiction. So there is a difference. And just training because you want to is not the way to gain muscle, to build healthy life, because you're gonna end up noticing that you just wanna train and train and train. And then what happens? You get tired and you think you can work it off. Here comes the cheat day that no training can make you come back from. That no fat loss program works if you keep on having those days where you have sudden intake of big eating of the wrong stuff that you can't eat like Pobo. That now you go with a flat belly because you forget your idea or your concept of it's a calorie budget. Oh, I just need to know how to eat big. And you don't know at all that in that moment you have made a plan, which is kind of little. You know how people don't want to commit to a plan they make because then you kind of have options and now you can go back on your word and save face. That is the reason why most people are not at all interested to actually make a commitment, because you don't want to make anyone disappointed, including yourself, which means you are already living out. You're not going to do it. You just don't know. So typically what goes wrong when people are coming in from any other diet program, any other coaching, the way you've been living, you all believe you get it. You understand Pobo, you understand volume, you understand how to eat. But that's what you always understand. But you end up in the same crossroads. You don't know what to do when your plan isn't working, or suddenly life is, or you have an unexpected craving, or something you thought was never going to call your name, now it does. What are you going to do then? So this is then when everyone ends up in that conundrum, like, I don't know what to do, I'm so hungry, and everyone focus on the feeling of what it takes to actually change, to get leaner. Because otherwise, if you always think any sensation of interest to eat is, you should eat, you're never gonna get to where you need. Oh, I know I have an interest to eat now, but if I eat all day thinking that I need to have something all the time, I'm just obsessed with having a privilege to eat. So you have to kind of motivate yourself that why would you want to have, almost like you think you're gonna die because you can't handle yourself around having an appetite. How would you be 200 years ago when there was maybe shortage of food for us? How would you do it then? So when you put it in perspective, it's easier to not be a little toddler who thinks just because you have a thought about eating, now you should have it. But that's not how it works, where we have set up the whole system to be at any moment you have a little spontaneous craving for what the whole humanity was dreaming of, one day make it happen that you can actually guarantee to be alive because there's food. If you forget that, you don't know what hunger is and how you can muster up and stay strong, which is part of the whole way of getting leaner, to learn what it takes to get stronger in not think you need to eat to get stressed out because suddenly you want to eat. And a lot of people then come in with thinking that you are hungry, something's wrong, you are so stuffed, so now everyone loves to play like, oh, it doesn't work, I'm so full, I can't eat, this is unrealistic. You know what's unrealistic? To think you can have moderation of what you never could, and you don't want to practice on how to prevent it. Because you still think you got the power of your appetite because you think calorie budget and vegetables is the thing to do. Well, it's deeper than that. You're not a fool, but if you want to play like that, you're going to be frustrated. So in general, the whole concept of knowing how to eat and everyone's plan on, I want to have a treat, I want to refeed, I want to celebrate. You forget it's not just a holiday all of a sudden. You, well, it's not a refeed, but I want to. Or it's a birthday. Now you have that. So there's so many special occasions in mainstream life that you think is the way in fitness life. It's not when you have goals, because goals don't care that you have a little craving for what you always have. So now your brain doesn't know that, why should you say no all of a sudden? Now you have that to work against yourself. You're going to go back on your own. Why do I do this? Why should I do this? Oh, I want to eat. And now again, you're focused on, you want it your way. You don't want to stay strong. You want to have, it was so hard to stay strong. Now you couldn't help it. And you forgot. And you don't want to talk about the principles. And you can tell me every day that you forgot. But no, you remember you didn't want to go for it. And I know. And you're going to get mad at yourself thinking you're going to justify, oh, it's going to be refeed. Oh, it's just one last time. Oh, and all that is just why you're here. So do you want to keep on doing that? So if you forget, the problem isn't knowing on paper or theory what to do or to sit satiated with food right today and make the plan on how you're going to stay strong Sunday or Monday. That is just your lofty ambition you haven't known. Because if you plan for that for the future, why don't you do that today? What is the delay? I think you want results as fast as possible, right? It's slow anyway. Why would you want to delay further? And then here we come into, people are scared of succeeding because you think if you succeed at this, you're gonna be hungry forever, because you think it's all about willpower and everyone lives on that and be happy with less. That is why everyone trying to be sensible, eating smaller, less, are all going to end up eating big, because you're going to end up too hungry. And that's when the real hunger, the psychological, the physical, the emotional, the deprivation, and you know, your knowledge of that you are trying to lose the fat is going to make you want to eat. So simply by thinking I'm going to go on a diet, you're going to make it harder for yourself. So if you think I'm going to practice a lifestyle with eating healthy to take care of myself, remember how to eat to be an athlete without a sport or with a lifestyle, not to eat like a trash can body person or someone who wants to be obese but not have the body obese, just live the life of the obese. That's what everyone wants deep down. I don't, because I feel such a turn off of that is for me just a big fat toddler status image that people can't handle. Cravings for all the stuff, well, stay away from it, then find your healthy versions. So it's just me seeing that, why would you keep on snorting up heroin or whatever you do, injecting, and thinking that's a problem that you should be able to moderate. That's how I feel, that everyone's trying to play this game that is so easy to master hunger. You forget that's how we're gonna survive, and you're trying to win over death. That's what you're trying to do, thinking it's gonna be easy to not eat more than you should. And that should is like, what are you trying to do? Be happy on a mini meal? Just because it fills you up a little bit, it's not going to be enough. You're going to have the greedy mouth, and that's different. So you got to learn about how long it takes for your brain to understand. You got to have to know you're entitled to want to have it you always wanted. Just because you make up your goal or make a wish or think you want it or you are ideal right now in your mind what you want to be about, it's not who you are. You got to practice more. And if you want to have results, not just practice, you gotta remember. In those moments you want to forget that you wanna get leaner or stay strong, you wanna forget how you talk today, then you know, you're just bullshitting yourself. And how long do you wanna know that? Most people do a lot until they notice that, well, almost you're gonna die before something, because you're gonna walk around in your body without paying attention. So then when you come into me and I say, I need to see form checks, you can't live fake lives, because how am I going to write the programs so you can actually succeed at building instead of just being frustrated that you're breaking down, you can't do anything? Why do I need to see you? Well, that's when we all know that the reason why you wish you had it in you to come in and take the opportunity of my form check to get real expertise on training, so you can train past your years of how you train when you're 20, young and dumb and ignorant and arrogant, just like me. But you know, you're older and that's not going to work, and it's not going to make you happy anyway to try it, because you keep on seeing that it's not going to work. Now, if you have that mentality that is the way to live, of course you're going to keep on living on the junk food cheat days that come every now and then. when you can't keep it up anymore. So you go into diet depression and now you don't know what to do. And the only way to get motivated again is to go back and have your cheat or whatever. And it's such a self-destructive routine because nobody leaves it. Unless you're almost dying, then you gotta do. So now we notice that the reason why a lot of women, you, are so terrified about showing up is because you have never been honest with yourself. You have not looked at your body, so you bet you wouldn't record your body moving. So now you're blocked and inhibited by actually actualize yourself to get somewhere, to grow, to see what happens when you don't give up because you need to do the work that is to do. You need the time to do it. It's not a dream or reality or some kind of fake lie. It's just you cannot build a body living a life that is not building a body but breaking it down but fatting it up. So this is when you just have to realize, do you want to live real or do you want to be fake? Because I need to see my clients. I'm so proud of you all who show up. And yeah, sometimes you need to see the shock that, oh wow, you know, you don't want to see your body, but if you don't train yourself to see it with love in your eye to take care of your body, you're not going to feel it. And I wouldn't either if I didn't make my mission to feel that I love my body, that my body is the way it is, and I'm happy, it's great, that I just don't want to have the negative talks. I don't. That requires commitment and also not make other people talk about my body. So that's why you have to stand up like that for yourself. Because nobody is going to give me to say this, oh, Pauline, you have the perfect body to be on the cover, to show your body from top to toe, not photoshopped, not retouched, not all. And every woman is going to love you because you're perfect. And every man too. Well, that wouldn't be real because I wouldn't have the body to be unretouched, unedited. I mean, all my skin, you know, my rashes, my red scar, my white, all that stuff that is just my body. No, it wouldn't be in any people's liking because it's not photoshopped the way you think that is the way to be. So here I just want to say, I love my body, it is the way it is. I wouldn't want to be photoshopped. I don't do it. It's against all I stand for because I think it's ridiculous. I know it's not true. Nobody would have that. And if they do, I don't know them because they're not me. And I only know myself and that's what I can hold on to. So nowadays when there's all fake bodies and AI and all that stuff, I mean, it's like layer on layer. I don't know. So stop thinking about what's real or not. Be real yourself and you know what it is. And then hang out with people who are higher level of fitness than you so you have someone to look up to follow along. Because otherwise you become too average for your own little clique. You don't want to be the fittest person in your group. So this weekend now we have the Defeat to Refit starts Monday. That's a new routine, kick up, kick in, that reminds you that there are more layers to shed, there's more to learn, and every time you do it, you learn more about yourself if you're paying attention. And in the group in FD8, you can start there on Monday with new meal plans and to have it in the group. But I will be focused on starting my new VIP clients who are signed up for April on Messenger. So I will do that on Monday to start the thing and then show how I do it, which is very much of keep to the essence, keep to the moment, because otherwise it becomes storytelling. And I am not doing the coaching to have, let's say, you got the wrong kind of thought that I can spend an hour with you. And I'm thinking that, do you know how many people I have? And I'm not able to help you because I'm coaching so much with a lot of people and I'm not charging for it because this is so important for me that I cannot sit on a few people who pay big dollars to have me as a little talk person for hours. So that is not how it is. That's why you're part of my group, you get the lessons, the form check, and then follow up with the small stuff that I know is exactly what you need, not more, to stop overwhelming, to stop having you think you need to start over from scratch. You don't, because you know the basics. It's when basics aren't working because you don't work it. You don't wanna remember that the scale isn't gonna give you the truth and how you do it and how it takes time and it's worth it. And you cannot be sad that it's impatiently slow. Because what is your deadline? It's death. Until then, you want workouts to do. You want to not be done because you're done, that's when it ends. So if everyone got it the way to be life, you would be done and you would be bored and you wouldn't grow and it would be all taken for granted because you always had it easy. So what's easy, you don't want. It's no different than a man who, you know, he always wants the woman he can't have. The one he chases the most is the most alluring one. That's the same with diet and nutrition and bodies. The more it's hard to achieve the body, the more people strive because it's extreme level, the more we want it. That's why I want my dream body, because it gives you that, ooh, you're king of the whole universe for yourself. That's how I feel always. So that's why nothing has ever in my life has been about quitting. As in, I have never been interested in even revisiting to quit, to leave the fitness lifestyle. Because there's no other thing I want to do. It's nothing that I would be satisfied with. I have to have this struggle in any shape or form that works. And that was going to be different from one time in life to another. And I'm just here, happy, willing to do what I need to do for myself. So I don't wait for someone to tell me it's okay to be weak, because I don't want to be weak. I'm not giving myself a day off to be weak. This is me being strong, because I know how to take care of my body. I don't want to be a bad person for myself anymore, so I'm not. So it's about let it go of what you think how it should be, because you can think forever, you're never gonna get it. So instead, focus on think less and do more training and practice with me. So Monday, start with me on Messenger. If you haven't signed up, you can go and add coaching service VIP. It's $150 to at Pauline Odin. But you do it to PayPal or Venmo to go to me. The FD8 challenge, the early bird, ends April 4. Go and join that on fighterdiet.com. And if you're in my muscle and strength, now you have a way to sign up for this extra tier of coaching. So you gotta be in the FD8, or I don't have it. I can't serve you, spoon feeding you. It's gonna be me dying and you haven't reached your goals yet. So I'm looking forward to that. Now you have 2 days to set it up and invest, and I will be there Monday to pick you up. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to have form check continues in the FD8 Muscle Strength. So remember to keep on recording and upload and practice what we have been doing. And yes, we're still doing basics because we need to get the basics. And now when I see all my clients, I get so much more of, oh, we're going to make so much muscle and strong bodies and pain-free training, because you are not training at all the way you've been talking, because you don't know anymore. And that's the best. So don't get it. Don't feel that you are ridiculed at all. It's just the opposite. A big, big epiphany is going to come all your way collectively when you notice, group, when women are real and stand up for being yourself and not think you need to be hiding or having stupid filters for no reason. And no, I want to meet you. I want to see you. I want to get to know you. I don't want to spend my life with fake people who are too scared to meet me, because I care about real people and you are my friends. And do you think I want to hang out with friends who don't want to face me? No. So that's what you need to know. So I'm finishing up all here my thoughts here. I just want to make sure. So if you think about it, what is the rush to be finished when the finish would be where you get bored and don't know how to maintain? So think about that. The struggle becomes when people feel they need to maintain the lifestyle and they never thought about that. So now they think, you think it's going to be one menu and one workout, and you get bored and don't know what to do because you're terrified about eating. You don't know the rewards. You haven't done refeeds properly. You don't know how to stay strong. You don't know how to eat to be like a gluttonous pig. You still have so much to learn, which is great. But hang in there, because if you quit early, well, you're quitting for no reason. There's no other diet that I could ever stay on or wanted to be on. And the only diet worth living on is the one you love. All right, so now I want to tell you about a little bit of today. I talked one of my podcasts about there's so many myths about women and hormones and what you can't do. And I feel in general, just tell all women you can't do anything because your own endocrinology is bad, which I hate that. That's why I think it's ridiculous of all the emphasis on testosterone for women. Yeah, because that is something that has been usually low, and women now are scared of their own female hormones, which you need unless you want to grow old with no reason, when you can have bioidentical hormone replacement. And remember, now, I'm not a doctor. You have to run all this with a doctor. I'm telling my story, so don't make a protocol based on this. Now I said it. All right, so I already talked about that. I don't want to talk about it more, but basically this. Everyone who says you can't build muscle because you were on birth control pill that binds up all the testosterone. Well, I was on that my whole life, so I built muscle. I just didn't tell anyone because then I was going to have critics who said I can't do it. So I competed, I got in shape, I got everything. And the reason why I held on to it, I didn't want to lose my bone health or my health, my heart health, and you need estrogen for that. So I was just lucky to figure it out that I needed that early. And then since I started to starve myself, I didn't have periods, I learned about that consequence, what it is and how, what matters and what doesn't. And you don't need to ovulate, but you need to have normal, good balance of hormones, of regular female hormones. And yes, it does bind up the free testosterone. So my testosterone was always low end. So there you go. So how did that work out for me? So after at 30, my doctor changed from the birth control pill to bioidentical because it's better for the liver, better for thyroid, and I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. Another thing that you can't have when you're a fitness person, right? So I felt so ashamed. I felt like, I felt like I was wrong, that something was wrong with me because I had a typical, normal disease. And I felt embarrassed that I should have a better metabolism, that something was, you know, that I should have perfect because I was a fitness person. Long, long time ago now, so up to speed now, that what now with screenings and breast cancer and all that stuff, you have to know your risk. I don't have those risks in my family, so I'm one of those monitors for myself that I don't like to live my whole life screeners for no reason to kind of just wait for fears and everything. I don't want to live that life. When I came to America, I all of a sudden could, test myself for things out of pocket when I had more money. And then that became a can of worms because now I could have insight to all the blood work. And that's how I got educated myself on that, because I couldn't make sense of all the different blood markers, how they were crazy and nobody could understand it. So that's a whole other story and no time for that. And I've talked about it a lot of times. And I don't want to make it about the medical stores because I don't want to be at it's not the way, it's not what made, it's all wins for my all great instinct. I want it this way because it's the fight. Without it, I would be weak. I wouldn't have this to tell you. So yeah, I don't want to have a princess life again. So that leads forward now to the way that in order to not have a cervical lining keeping up, building up with tissue, so you have excess estrogen, so it's too much estrogen, that brings cancer up. And that's the same thing that women who have a lot of extra body weight are having more estrogen and more hormones that are all signaling more cancerous to cervical and breast, because that is the way it is, that the fat is an endocrine system, just like your adrenals, your thyroid, your ovaries. So they produce estrogen. So of course, if you have more fat, now you're producing more estrogen, which is gonna drive more of tumors. So that's just the way. So then, if I were overweight and I was on bioidentical and I had that in my family, I would definitely screen my breast the way you do with MRI. But I have breast implants, so to squeeze it through there wouldn't even work that well anyway. I've had MRIs in the past or ultrasounds to check that my implants were not broken, but I do my regular self-check and I know my body. So since I don't have a lot of fat on top, I have pretty much just go, I see and I feel, and I have had no pains and nothing. So this is where I make a calculated risk that I don't want to keep on screening for one of the common cancers. That's just my choice. Do I think it's good or should you do it? No, because I mean, it's better for everyone else if you kind of show yourself or screen. But I don't want to live my life like a screen for anything that might never be an issue. That what if it's false? What if it's fake? How can I trust? So that is just, I'm not going to live my life like always thinking something's going to break down and my body can't handle it. What if there's a cancer going on right now and my body will handle it? So there are ways of living and there's ways of knowing that I will have it in me to handle whatever comes my way. So that's what I choose to do. And I don't want you to be influenced by anything, but I have to tell you my story. So that brings me into the progesterone challenge. So when you're on bioidentical, like I am on estrogen, in order then to see that I have enough estrogen, you can do a progesterone challenge. That is that you're adding progesterone for 12 to 14 days extra. So now you can shed the lining if you have enough estrogen built up in the cervical, the uterine lining. That's a strip. And I know mine and I have monitored it, so I know the dosage to keep the lining at a certain range that is mid-cycle, which means there's no ovulation, there's no dip menopausal level. So now, the funny thing is that I just finished this to see, did I have enough of this so I can keep on having without adding more or less. So I did progesterone and now I got a withdrawal bleeding. The result is I know I have adequate estrogen for my health. So this is going to be like dark and then it's like a 2 days, 3 days maybe, and then I know. So that is why I don't need to go and check my uterine lining to see if it's too high, too thick, because I know I shed it. So this is self-going, self-managing my health. And this is nothing you can just kind of pick up. And then about the testosterone, the reason why I'm not interested in testosterone, well, I have acne, skin, acne-prone skin. I'm terrified about testosterone of the way that I have always been on the low side. So that's what I know my body. And I'm scared of hair loss and I kind of don't want to train. I don't want to try. And also, I don't feel a deficiency. I have drive. I have a strong sex drive. I recover from my workouts. I'm strong. So for me, I don't want more thinking it's going to help me because I know one thing. The emphasis on women needing testosterone for orgasms, I don't think it's true. I think you don't feel good in your body. You don't take care of your body. You don't have vaginal strength because you don't train your PC muscles. You are not confident in your body. You don't feel great, or your partner sucks in bed, or you're not getting anything, or you just feel stressed out. I don't think it has to do with the estrogen or the progesterone or the testosterone per se. I think there's a lot more to it. So I wouldn't want to just think that, oh, suddenly you're going to have testosterone, everything's going to be good. So I wonder, a lot of doctors are putting the woman on testosterone only, and I wonder, what the heck are you thinking? That's just my unprofessional opinion as a non-doctor. So anyway, I thought that was hilarious. I made a call, so I know, like, I got the withdrawal bleeding now, so I thought that was badass. So for testosterone, in order for me, to have it in a low normal, the DHEA converts to estrogen and testosterone. It's over the counter, but I have it from doctor because I had deficiency from DHEA when I was 25, when I was diagnosed. Not 26. No, 30. But I saw my free testosterone first time when I was 2008. And that was ultra low bottom because that's what happens when you're on an estrogen pill. So I didn't react on that, and then I just know that it's better with DHEA, it can balance out a little bit, so now it just keeps on the low end, but there's no point in checking hormones because they're fluctuating up and down. So once you've been screened, after that it's not going to be about blood, which just shows an instant, not what you are feeling, not physically in life. So that's what you have to know. Don't be a lab reporter who just goes by that and don't look clinically, don't know anything. You don't treat a patient according to labs. Alright, so then VIP info, I already said that. Monday plan, I already said that. So on Monday you're gonna have a little mini chat with me on the messenger routine, so you'll see me there. Don't worry about it. If you signed up and you can do it over the weekend too, I will meet you then. I'll get notified. All right, so then you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we keep on form checking, so record that one. And then I'm laying on the ball, by the way, because my glutes. So today became a rest day, so I have a better strong leg day tomorrow. I'm so excited about having a whole day for myself because today was all for you, and I'm really tired, but I love it. So I just work harder than I love my work so much that of course it's tiresome because that's life. I can rest when I die. This is more important than for me feeling that I have so much energy all the time. And also, I don't tell myself I'm so tired. Because why do I want to do that if that is the way to pep talk the same way anything else? Why would you do that? It's ridiculous. So fight that. It's typical. Don't copy other people's stupid routines. And my thumbs are painful. I need more PRP and stem cells. I cannot hold on to anything, so I couldn't do my camera almost today. Which is another thing that I'm just taking with a smile, I know. And when I have the funds for doing it, I can do more PRP again. It's cost a lot, so it's not just go and get it. This is another motivator that I need to work for my body's repair shop. So thank you for investing in my body so I can keep on investing in yours, because I'm training my body for you. As in filming, uploading, coaching, working the training programs, writing books, and all that stuff. All right, so a little bit more that currently I've been looking at pecans and sunchokes and artichokes, and we need those. So I have a little bit more new interest in my recipes, and that is unusual because I usually love my same things. But then all of a sudden, I want something new, and then I know myself that I have to make that a plan or it's gonna be monotonous again. And then when I can't really be happy or excited about my heaven in a bowl, then I know I'm gonna be likely to go back on my word if I don't make a plan. So it's really about wanting to figure yourself out. So again, gotta seduce yourself by understanding you gotta go inwards, master mind to master body, and about changing that entitled perceived of how to feel and how to think, to get out of your head and get training instead. Seize the training day with me. Because the more you spend on this, how can this be and how can I feel this, the conundrums of I want this, but I also want that, and thinking somehow you're gonna have that, oh, now I'm perfect, now I have the balance. That is because you're looking for the future where you don't have. The moment never comes. Because that moment you believe is gonna come, whatever weekend, whatever vacation, whatever wedding, that is when you sabotage and go back on everything, and then you have the misery again. So it's like you are only gonna be happy when you are so-called struggling, because if you don't struggle anymore, now you're gonna sabotage. So that is the dichotomy, the catch-22, that you have to know this about humanity and the human mind, that you will always look for the bad thing, no matter what. So you have to stop doing it. Instead of having like, oh, I feel great, I'm doing this, but then something, and then you, or, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, everything's great, and then, wait, what is gonna be wrong? Now you're looking for what is gonna be wrong, because you can never just be happy, because it's not gonna last. So now you're holding on, well, you can't be happy because it's not gonna last. You know what's gonna last? If you keep on making yourself happy day in, day out, to make that your choice every day, and that's it, that is the way to keep on being happy. And it's a routine. It's not a sudden weird thing that the whole world has still wonders, where is the needle in the hay? The whole world will keep on looking forever until we're all dead and gone. So don't be like that, the average herd humanity herd, who do know deep down there is a solution, or don't want to know, so they don't look and don't chase like I did for Fight or Die. They're not wanting. They want to be miserable. They want to be victim. They want to have a sad, I cannot eat, so I'm gonna stuff myself with French fries and say something's wrong with my body. That is not the way to want to be. If you have that mentality, you don't have any place to be in a fitness life. Because fitness life will humble you, will show you that you can have your entitled little privilege of thinking you can have ultimatums or negotiate. But you're always gonna have the short stick and never make it. Because the house always wins. And the house is your mind in this case. Your mind is gonna override all your intentions with dream bodies. Because you're gonna choose life. Even though you want to make you happy, you're gonna choose to survive, not be happy, healthy, because you make it to be that way. It's by choice. So that's what you need to know, that the tough mind, the iron mind that everyone says they want, nobody really wants to work for it. You just say it, because that requires you to actually want to fight like a real workout when you don't want to. And that's when people just kind of drop the jaw, like, wow, I thought if I only knew. Yeah, exactly. Don't believe in the knowledge. The knowledge isn't all. It's understanding what to do with it. And that's my specialty. So have a great weekend. Stay strong. Remember, I'm going to stay strong Monday, because I don't live a life where I think I'm going to be stronger in the future. So I just tell myself. So why do you bitch about this today if you're not going to talk about it later? Exactly. So if you want to pig out in the wrong way, record it, film it, and then see how you feel. Ask yourself, do I really think this is the way to build up new habits? If this is what I've always done, no. So how foolish do you want to be for yourself? You're bigger than that, you're stronger than that, give yourself credit. You can't think, but do you want to? So you can cry all about it, how you're hungry, but you're not. It's not, and the price to pay is to learn how to eat so you can be satisfied. If you don't want to do that, you want to have your small meals that you think should just fit your calorie budget, you are a fool. Because I don't eat like that, because I know I can't last, I can't make it. So the other day, for instance, I thought I had bought all the food and I hadn't, and then there was no time and it was late. Now I had no time to eat, and I just, you know, that is how easy it can go wrong. I don't know what to do, I don't know how to do my calorie budget, I don't know, I think I have to do it all, I don't know how to convert my big pobo to a small meal, or whatever. And then I'm action paralysis again, because I don't want to work it when the plan in my mind doesn't work to my liking. So again, you got to be street smart in fitness life. Don't hold on to this whole weird of what is the secret. You know, the secret is to learn how to enjoy fitness life for the way it is. The building and the burning, the ups and downs, and how you handle it. That's all. So again, it's just about practice. That's all I want from you. To show up, be real, love yourself and love your body by taking care of it. And not, I'm going to love myself some chips. No, that is self-abuse, self-neglect. That is why we have 70% overweight and obese. And why we're all going to die from heart attacks, diabetes and blood pressure. And all that goes with unhealthy ways that your body hates. Why is why your body is panicking. We're all going to have that if we don't change. And that makes me think about all the kids who have parents who don't know fighter diet, who don't know how to eat, who all are going to serve the whole family small meals that cannot ever make you satisfied. So now you have no choice but to go back to your chips and french fries. So you see, I have no kids, but I have so many kids I think about in the whole world because they have no parents who know better. That is what I'm working with. So thank you for leading your family, for leading yourself, and to want to be freed up of all the insecurities, freed up on all the body ideas, freed up on all the expectations on yourself that the world puts on you that is not from your heart. Stop wanting to fit in. Stop wanting to look what other people say is okay or cute or good. Stop wanting to be a sex toy. Stop wanting to be abused by anyone because you get a little pity party out of it. Stop wanting to be sad by yourself. Stop wanting to have pity. Stop letting people walk all over you. Stop having partners who don't care. Stop letting everyone take you for granted, including yourself. So don't take your body for granted. I don't with mine. So today, I hope you hear my message clear and loud for yourself to know this is enough of not caring or drift away from your dreams and goals and hopes. You have what it takes. You have a body and a mind. You're strong. You're the most extreme or intelligent species, apparently, we say. So act like it. So now let's stay strong together, having a wonderful weekend, practice the well. Don't end for a new defeat to refeat fatter. The scale isn't where you show up. Keep on knowing that it takes longer than 2 weeks to get leaner when you have more than 30 pounds to go. So it's in your best interest to stay strong so you can go fast into speeding up when you notice that after week 3 or 4 of dedication, things speed up. That's what you need to know. Hold on to that promise instead of giving yourself a lie that you can't do it.